It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani, dumelang apsheni, molweni, bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are streaming us, welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a chiscop, Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. Today, I'm chilling with not one, but two. But the other one will introduce queens of the hive. This one, guys, do we still need to say adjectives? There are not enough to describe her. But yeah, she's special. Oskumi, hi.
But I still need the long intro, though.
No, don't worry. I agree sometimes you must deceive the enemy. Must deceive them. Just when they think it's predictable.
We will.
Skawara, man. Skawara. Are you good?
I'm good. How are you?
It's cold. The weather patterns have just did a 360 on us.
Aye, the weather's twitching on us right now.
But we hope these conversations can really steam you up and really warm you up. In these particular cold weathers, and you can be highly, highly interactive with us in our very hot and steamy social media platforms where we engage and dissect all the topics that we have. Today is no different. Oskumi, what are we picking our brains or talking about today?
Speaking of heating things up, today we are talking about ways to spice up your sex life. Like, we want it to be hot in the bedroom.
Okay.
Gore bona go be tough.
Re batla gore the stove must be full.
It must be on 10.
The hot plate must actually be hot. Able to see the orange.
Bona, very, very, very hot.
The heaters must be all bars open.
Everything. Yonkinto.
All right, guys. We're talking about how can we, sort of like the show Pimp My Ride, how can you pimp your sex life. And I think if we were to talk about it alone, it would really go south very, very quickly under these very cold weather conditions. But here to keep things nice and warm and highly stimulating, we have a Boosie from G Spot, the perfect spot to get all to get all things that you require to steam things up. Sis Boosie, welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast.
Hello, hello, guys. Hello. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Trying to keep warm. So, you know, it's all things warm and mushy and nice.
Oh, hey, warm.
Something says to me I'm going to move to the G-spot after this show. I don't know. Yo, Shabang. Okay, can we stop the recording?
I wanna go TV. But as Lou walks out.
As me walks out. So, I mean, Boosie, we're talking, spicing things up in terms of our sex life. Why is it still a taboo, or why is it still a very grinding exercise when we're talking about spicing things up in terms of our sex life? Because we think that sex must be this and this alone. Why is it still such a redundant exercise or a personal exercise, or people get offended when we're talking about spicing up their sex life?
You know, the sad reality is, I love your choice of words, grindings. You know, those are key point words that we must use now and then. We still have this stigma. I can't see why, but I feel we are at an era now in 2021 where we've got so much platforms and we've got all things that are exposed and accessible to us. So as to why we are not having enough conversations and why we're not being even comfortable in our own skins, because it starts there. Or our thinking, it's okay to say, I want more, or I want to spice it up, or I want to be tied down in a certain way, or I want my nipples to be clamped. So, and people will see it as you being, but why are we putting character to it? It's sexual pleasures. So why are we denying ourselves the small little pleasures, selling things?
Do you think, I mean, follow up to that, do you think we don't understand concepts like fetish, like when we have a fetish or desires,
yeah.
or
not,
desires, that's the yes, when we have like sexual desires, do we think, don't you think maybe it's because we are too scared to explore our fantasies and that sort of type of thing?
Most definitely, but it's also like a two-way, you know, there's one person who thinks these things, whatever you want to call them, fantasies, desires, fetish, however, maybe the society we're in is not allowing you to be, and the conversations that we probably hang out with, they're not open-minded to the small things. So when you start talking, I like to be pinned down in this certain way. They feel, you're being a bit extreme. So
yeah.
How about we play the norm? I think the groups or when we try to, we don't want to be standing out like a sore thumb as well when it comes to sexual conversations. So it's a very thin line. However, there is another group that is out there and saying, I'm with it, I'm willing to try. Maybe I might just be scared of the things that vibrate a lot, not knowing Kore, you can actually reduce or increase the volume and stuff like that. So they just say, Kore, yo, you know, it's like that needle of when you're about to get your tattoo. So they don't know, Kore, once you go into it, it's pain is pleasure. So it's like, I don't even want to try it. So
I see.
Yeah, we've got it, but we don't have it. It's a 2-3 cents, if I can say.
Now, Wizzy, with you working at an adult store, you know, they are various, and I mean like a lot of sex toys that are available on the market that people can try out. Are you seeing, I don't want to say black people, but I'm going to say black people.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you seeing people of our color walking into the sex, into the adult store and saying, listen, ich nakarai wat onya, go dull, go boring. So I want to add a little bit of spice. Can you help me?
Okay.
Are you seeing a lot of that, or is it still something that's
a resistance? Yeah.
You know, in our
guys,
community.
Listen, today
Khwabata today.
The shop has been listening. But to be easy, like I've been sitting here and hope easy, guys. People are coming in, males especially.
Hallelujah!
Ages,
oh,
wow.
Hallelujah!
In all ages, so from your 50-year-old to your 30s to your 20s, like all ages. Babang batali batu babona khoretebi babona harseta erso zama e. We need winter warmers. So we've got coffees. There's teas. There's your pink pills. There's a variety of things like I'm a party starter, nyana too, babo. So accommodate the weather. For everything right, everything warm, everything while it does the things.
My offer to leave this studio still stands. Yes, now food, just to stand up and leave.
And I'm gonna come with you because I heard she said, "Hore, single men are going to the store," and I'm thinking,
perhaps
I need to go play with those men. Like, I hope you have their numbers. I hope you have a database, see?
That's a basic thing.
Where the girl can peruse.
You'd be surprised. And they're eager to learn.
Wow. Look, I mean, when we talk spicing up, obviously there's certain degrees.
I didn't catch that.
Sorry.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hello? All right. We're going to try to get a hold of Boosie again. But very, very interesting. Very, very interesting insights. I'm not sure if she's back online. Sis Boosie, are you back?
I'm here.
Are you back? Boosie?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, yeah. I thought you dashed off to take that coffee.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I don't know. We thought maybe you were drinking something.
I thought
to get a bit of energy.
You needed to go to the coffee, to the G Spot coffee shop. I thought you needed to go there just to, you know. All right, we seem to be having a delay, but we're gonna let's.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I mean, I was asking. So when we're talking spicing up the juice spot way, what can you recommend for people who haven't experienced the G lifestyle? What is in the market in terms of people, what people can use to spice up their sex lives?
So if we're saying let's start small, yeah. I would actually recommend your cock rings for guys. Well, it's actually for both. So you'll have a variety of them. There's ones that vibrate. There is your just normal rings. They just rubber sets. So your cock rings, your penis sleeves, your penis pumps, those are also very big.
Okay.
And then you get your, for the ladies, it would be your, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can go, continue, continue.
See ya?
Yes, we can. You can. We can.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I was saying for the ladies, it's, for me, it would be just to give them some clitoral pleasure. So I would say get something with bunny ears, a starter vibrator, probably with your bunny ears, and also Kegel balls for your pelvic exercises. You will get your small little vibrators that come in like a lipstick format, you know, just as a starter app to say, okay, something discreet. I don't want something too much. And it shouldn't even look like an intimidating, huge, rubbery dildo, you know. So it's those small things like your calves, you get like your dyes, you can have like your Netflix and chill, and you know, so there's quite a lot of things to, as a starting point, you know, like I said, with your hot beverages, your teas, your coffees.
Wuzi, I know
there's even your mood setters, you know, so you just light it up and just to ease the mood into it. Yeah. So we start small, like gradually.
Wuzi, I have a question there. I know that a lot of fellas drink pills to enhance their sexual performance.
Hello, guys?
I know a lot of guys drink pills to enhance their sexual performance. What are the dudes?
Hi, homie.
Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us? All right, tell you what. Let's.
Sorry, say that again.
Can you hear us, Doc? Can you hear us, Busi? Okay.
It's raising a bit. Maybe I just need to change as well. Let me just change direction.
Okay.
I can't control like a more, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure if you're changing. Can you hear us better now?
Yes, I think it's better. I don't know from your side.
No, we can hear you perfectly. Perfectly. Humi was asking a question.
Yeah, so a lot of fellas drink pills to enhance their sexual performance. What would you say are the do's and don'ts in terms of drinking anything?
Yeah.
Not just pills, but teas or coffees or whatever that there is out there in the market. What are the do's and don'ts in terms of drinking these things? And what do people need to look out for?
I think for me, more than anything, people shouldn't overdo anything, you know. You don't want to be a dependent of something. Therefore, if it's not there, then you won't have the sexual pleasures, or now you can't have sex because your dependent is out of stock.
Yeah.
So I think overdoing things, because it will tell you, like, everything that comes in your, it'll say, like, take two. So don't come and take four or six. Because now you're just messing up with your body. So I think just gradually go into it. Don't make it a daily thing as well. Just here and there, and have those moments. But it just goes down to too much of something. It's just not okay.
Yeah. Get you. But I'll tell you what, too much of a good thing is actually good for us, is us visiting the G-spot very, very soon. In fact, we're going to make it like a religious thing, where we're just going to come there and just come chill and just vibe with you. But once again, Busi, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to our live stream event that we're going to be doing and a live podcast at the G-Spot very, very soon.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a must-do, guys. Please, please.
Yes. Are we coming soon?
Very, very soon.
Coming.
Yeah, our choices of words today.
There's amazing things, hey?
Yes, we definitely are. We definitely are. We definitely are. And we're going to...
Listen.
Yeah.
The shops are open till 7. You can also have online shopping. Just follow the link on either Instagram, on Twitter or Facebook. So if you still stuck at home, just click away and then the clothes will pass how or pop through.
I like the sound of that.
Maybe Mina, just to be safe, I might just after this recording just troops to the G Spot. I just might.
Yes. Why not? Just might should I coulda woulda. The time is now, bruh.
I like it. I like the sound of that. Thank you so much again.
I like it for the G Spot.
Okay. Yes.
I see what you did there.
We see you.
Thanks. We just need to find it.
Wow.
Lou, behave. Thank you so much, Busi, for your time. Thank you so much for your time again.
Only my pleasure, guys. Only my pleasure.
Thank you, Busi.
Thank you, guys.
Wow, what a very fun and very highly, highly insightful conversation. And I suppose, again, like we always say in most, if not all of our episodes, guys, do like DSTV and explore, man. You know?
Yeah.
Explore. Yeah. You know, I know this analogy, it gets used out of context or in the wrong context, but you cannot eat, no matter how much I love meat, I can't eat meat every day. I need to sort of change my diet, right? Mm-hmm. So that I know what is good for me and what is not good for me. And also to find out if there are other things that I would really like. So it's the same thing as well with spicing up your sex life. It's just really saying that, you know, while you might be used to a certain routine or certain sexual positions and that sort of type of thing, explore, open your mind up to the world. And you, who knows?
You know, sex is such a beautiful thing. And it's even more beautiful when you share a certain experience with your partner.
Absolutely.
You know, sex as a homework.
Thank you.
You know, sharp, sometimes ki group assignment, well, all the time. But for it to work, we need to connect. We need to step out of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
And a lot of people find it hard to step out of their comfort zones.
Yeah.
You know, sex should not be boring.
It shouldn't be.
No.
And it shouldn't be the reason that people cheat and go outsource better sex for it.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be, guys. We should be at a space where we're mature enough to say, guys, there is something that needs to be, not fixed, but there is something that just needs to be tweaked, if need to be tweaked.
You know, and hence I was saying, you know, explore, go all out, do things that force you to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Look, I mean,
doesn't mean Hori, you are loose
or
anything like that. No. You're just having fun and you're exploring your body. You're exploring your partner's body. You are deriving pleasure. You are giving pleasure. You know, it's such a beautiful thing.
It really is. And I always cringe, you know, when you listen to some of these either whether radio stations or other podcasts, and you listen to people who will talk to, "Hi, my partner does no longer pleasure me, so that is why I cheated." It's sad when you realize that people then decide to be promiscuous, or people decide to outsource, because that conversation that's something that could have been fixed. People decided to take drastic measures and changed the complexity of the relationship for good.
But
at
also,
times.
We are aware of the fact that it might not be easy to initiate the conversation to say,
yeah,
Mara baby, how about we try this? Mm. You know, it might not be easy to initiate that conversation, but try it.
And I mean, you know, Dr. Zender always says, a lot of things, we had a conversation where we spoke about foreplay. We can get a lot in as far as sex and pleasure is concerned through our foreplay.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot.
And that's where it starts, with foreplay. Fellas, you need to...
Yeah, So, I mean, massaging, the little things that you would normally not do, introduce them, understand, and see what the reaction is. And gradually, as Sis Boos was saying, gradually things have levels to them. So slowly but surely, and you'll be surprised.
And guys, don't be shy to walk into adult stores.
No, man.
You're an adult, and it's an adult store. So hello, 1+1=2.
Please.
So it's an adult walking into an adult store, a store for adults.
Thank you.
So there's no shame in going to a sex shop and shopping for whatever that you want or that you feel that you need to enhance your sex life. There's absolutely no shame. Do not be ashamed of it. Ladies, if you're shy, take your man with you.
Thank
you. Take your best friend.
Thank you. Know?
But don't be shy. It is the most
liberating
thing in the world.
Nix five colors. It's liberating. And I'm proud that, you know, it's, this, the G-spot in particular, is based in the township. It's based in Soweto. It's really saying that, yes, it's really saying that the world, we're bringing the entertainment to your doorstep.
Yeah.
And I really hope that you guys embrace it and do visit the G-spot. And also look out for us. We are definitely planning we're planning very, very soon. Once these cold weathers decide to do the right things, we'll be out and about there, and we're gonna call you to come hang around with us. Who knows? Who knows? We might just be giving away something perhaps.
Yeah.
Something. But something perhaps that you can definitely do is follow us on the social media platforms, Asumi.
Oh yeah, no, we are everywhere. You can find us on Facebook, we are Daily Sun, or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
You can find us at www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo, and you can get to see, not see, listen to this particular episode and many, many others. But once again, a big thank you to Boosie, a big thank you to you for listening, for giving us lending us your ear and lending us your time. And we hope that our conversations go on to shape your perceptions and make them beautiful, because as Khumi said, sex is a beautiful thing. Another beautiful thing that we tend to do when we speak about sex is doing it. And when we do it, let's make sure that, as Khumi says, we keep it strapped, keep it safe, guys. Come on. Keep it safe, keep it strapped. It's we're fighting one pandemic. We can't fight the other.
Let's catch you take away the wear a condom.
Thank you. And while we are wearing the condom, and chances are you are also going to be wearing a mask, perhaps.
I don't believe.
Please make sure that you get vaccinated, everybody. I am excited that work told me that I can actually go and vaccinate as the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator. So we're not going to wait anymore. Abas toshelayo, abayiling, abas bona saba vaccinated. Yes. Silap. Remove. Remove. So we are going to be vaccinated, and please make sure that you also get yourself vaccinated. The vaccination centers and wherever that you will want to get more information, they are readily available to consume that information and to give you that information. Guys, conspiracy theories, I say believe. Excuse me. I don't think Bill Gates has that power. I don't know, Khumi. Have you felt a microchip on you, perhaps?
I still cannot operate the microwave with my shoulder.
There's no microchip in you.
Bon, even if Bill Gates were to drag me, okrang, because batungay palana.
Thank you. So, guys, please make sure.
Relax, guys.
Please go get relax, vaccinated, guys. We want to bring back the normality. I think It's been a sad time, and we really want to, we're not going to ever get okay as far as the amount of people we lost, but we want to get back to somewhat of a normality where we, yeah. our economy can get going, people can get jobs and open opportunities, and people can travel across the world freely at that particular matter. But once again, big thank you to you for listening. If, which is very soon, you're going to see us, do know that I am Lungi Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, most handsome guy in the Chiefs cop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, and I buzz more than a beehive.
And I am still Rony Siyabi without a cool outro. That is right.
She doesn't know that's an outro.
It's right.
Yeah, she doesn't know it's an outro, guys. It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Sharp, sharp.